back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone listening to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple and Google stores or download the app too. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. And by the way, there's a good reason for it during the dark months coming up. The FCC requires that AM stations power down their AM signal. I'm not going to get into all the physics of it, the ionosphere, the sun rays, and all that good stuff. What? No sun rays after dark? Yeah, that's right. Well, not a lot of them. Let's not get into all that. The point is that the signal, 1580 AM, if you're listening to it, and any AM station is going to be slightly weaker. And even if you get it on 92.7 FM, very convenient, carry it. And I'll tell you what, when you're on the website, click on Support Devil Radio. We put that on because you asked us to. Many of our listeners asked us to. You know that there are 80 right-wing broadcasts going out all the time, standing up for Trump, attacking our democracy, falsely saying that there is even a little bit wrong with our elections, blah, blah, blah. Devil Radio is the one station, the strongest voice, and the least polite voice standing up for the other side. So thank you for clicking on Support Devil Radio. And we're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, these death threat things have just gotten way out of hand. I noticed there's a business up here where I live that are flying. They're flying the no quarter flag now. You know, the American Black American flag. You know, the black and white with, you know, that striped flag hanging up at their business. And I go, well, I won't be going there anymore. Because apparently that's a direct, you know, that they're showing their willingness, you know, what I've read is that they're showing their willingness to, you know, to kill their liberal neighbors. At least, you know, for some, you know, who knows what, you know, why they're doing it, I don't quite understand, because you just think it would be, and they might drive business away doing it. Any of these death threats have to be taken seriously. They have to be investigated, and if people need to be arrested for making them. I mean, if you're going to make a comment to your political, you know, to these politicians, just say, you know, that, you know, just say you hope you have nightmares for these politicians. You know, tell them that. I mean, that hope they're pursued by the gods of the Furies when they close their eyes at night and go to sleep. you know, so they lose sleep over this stuff rather than making physical threats against these people. Because somebody makes a physical threat against me, I'm going to insist the police follow up on it and prosecute. And tell the prosecutor, no, you have to prosecute this. This person, you know, if this person threatened me, that is a crime, and they need to be held accountable for that. This nonsense of, you know, that, oh, they can go to, you know, in a conservative place, they can go, well, the prosecutor says, well, we're just going to let you off the hook. You know, that, oh, they weren't serious. Well, no, you know, that you lose, you know, might lose sleep over it. You might, you know, that there might be consequences to you, you know, mentally and physically over, you know, getting into that kind of threat. And I mean, that, and for these Republicans now, they're trying to censure the people in that voted for the hard infrastructure. But, well, maybe, you know, it's the administration now that allocates how the funds go out. Maybe they say, well, you guys didn't like this money going out, so maybe you guys don't get the money in your little community where there's a district you're representing. You've decided that your people don't need that money there, so it's going to go to somebody else. And because
that's
now
pretty
the
good,
only senator
yeah.
complaining
and,
about
and
it.
You know what the real problem is, too, is, yes, it takes a toll on these people, but some of them don't become poll workers again. Something like, I think, a little more than half the poll workers in this country, and I'm talking with a general description of poll worker, meaning election commission and other kinds of people, have gotten, have felt uncomfortable with something that was said, and many of them have gotten death threats. And I'll tell you what, you know, a lot of these people don't get much money. You know, if you're a poll worker in Wisconsin, I think, you know, you get what used to be like $130 for the day or something, and you're down there from just before 7 in the morning till after, you know, down there over 12 hours, you're getting $10 an hour or something. And even if they raise it a little bit, somebody, you know, some of these are 70, 80-year-old women coming home and guys, and they're going to come home to their families and say, somebody threatened to kill me or, you know, glared at me or prosecute me for blocking those line of sight to a voter or something. And they're going to say, you know, you don't need this. you don't need this. Let's not do it. We are going to have to get poll workers. We're going to have to get people who are willing to serve on elections commission. You know, in Congress or the Senate, that's a prestigious position. Pays well, and you get a pension, and you're a big guy. But a lot of these election commissions, where they are simply doing good municipal work, civic work, some don't get paid, and the ones that do get paid peanuts. They're going to go, I don't need this. I mean, I really don't need this. I don't need to jeopardize anybody. That is part of the idea. That is part of the plan. Shut our elections down. Shut our elections down by attacking their veracity and physically threatening the people that administer them. And then there'll be too few people to supervise them. We can get away with more chicanery, trickery. That's what they want. That is what they want. The day is going to come where the governor, if there's a Democratic governor, Evers, is going to have to call out the National Guard to run the election. You'll have people there in uniform, checking people in, armed. I don't want that either. That's the appearance of the military, even though it's a civilian military in our state. I don't want that. I want people at the polls in Ladysmith and in Jump River and in Monroe and in Kewaskum and Boltonville. I want people there to be the local ladies and guys who enjoy doing it once a year. They sit there and they go, what's your name? I need to see your ID. You go, Mabel, I live next door to you. Yes, I know, but I got to see her. You know, they're very honest, these people. They're very honest. Very, very honest. And the threats, what they really do is they cut at the guts of our democracy. And it's very simple. You can trace phone calls. And if a guy makes a phone call from a business, let's say he walks in somewhere and he just calls there, you trace it back and they say, did you see anybody around here? Yeah, I saw Eddie. He did this. He did that. You arrest Eddie. You bring him in. And they should have a duty prosecutor in each office who does these things. And you can do a boilerplate criminal complaint. Fill in the blanks is not difficult. And you set a certain amount of bail, $5,000 or $10,000. Say, Eddie, come up with $5,000 or $10,000. I can't. Okay, you're going to sit there, boy. You're going to sit there in an orange jumpsuit. You're going to get 3 squares a day, and you're going to mind, you see? You're going to mind. And, oh, well, that's a terrible thing. Well, no, it's not. And then he's held there. He either pleads guilty or he goes to trial. And when he's convicted or pleads, he's got to have jail time. If he pleads and expresses remorse, give him a year, year and a half. Okay, I got to go home and get my affairs in order. Your affairs are in your pocket, Jack. You just march right off in that orange jumpsuit. You're going right to jail right now. And just do this. Do this to enough people. And, you know, mark of the sack, the guys in your town that are flying the black flags, there's only one flag that should fly in a business. It's the American flag, and I have it flying in front of my house. No other flags flying there. That's ridiculous. And we're not putting in false flags. So there you have it. That's Matt Flynn direct, about as direct as you can get. Thanks for calling, Mark. Well, if you tried to think of one of the bluest states in the country, New York would certainly be one of them. I mean, California would be one of them. Massachusetts would be one of them. But seriously, New York would be one of the bluest states in the country. If you were thinking of a purple state, probably Wisconsin, unfortunately, now has become purple. Purple. It's gerrymandered. We have the statewide Democrats, but purple, somewhat purple. And yet, believe it or not, Wisconsin's election laws are far more liberal than New York's. And this is a shocking piece of news. It shocked me when I saw it. But in this last election, when Eric Adams was just elected mayor of New York City to follow Bill de Blasio, remember that? And Murphy in New Jersey and Youngkin in Virginia won. Those are different states, but New York and Buffalo, there was a mayoral election, and there were these off-year elections in New York. Well, there were certain propositions on the ballot. There were certain, they call them something different out there, something resolutions, whatever they call them, but they're binding. And here's one of them. Resolve that you no longer need a medical excuse to vote absentee. You no longer need a medical or probably other excuse that somehow is verified to vote absentee. 34 states and the District of Columbia say that's okay. Right now, Wisconsin, you can vote absentee. You don't need a medical excuse or any other kind of excuse. You can vote absentee. You can go down early and vote. Get an absentee ballot. That failed massively in New York. The voters of New York, the so-called liberal voters in New York, massively rejected the idea that you should be able to vote absentee without some kind of a verifiable excuse. How about this one? Resolve that you can register to vote on election day. We register on election day. Many states now register on election day. No problem. You have a different line there. You register and then you vote. Massively defeated in New York. Massively defeated in New York. Part of it is they have the political machines out there, largely Democratic, but somewhat Republican. They want to control their votes and they want people to register 10 days beforehand, 30 days beforehand. You're out of luck if you don't look at the calendar. But secondly, there is a mood out there, and do not discount this. Those of you listening who are progressives, do not discount this. It's got to be taken into account. There is a mood in the electorate right now to withdraw, to draw in on voting, to draw in on a lot of things, on immigration and so forth. And be very, very careful about the rhetoric you use in your elections and how you handle 2022. So there you have it, New York, liberal New York. They rejected absentee voting, unless you have an excuse. And they rejected registration on election day, even though we have both of those and a lot of states do. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.